Hi, I'm Aurora, and I want to control your orgasms. I want to keep you a dripping, desperate mess for me. I want you to stroke and touch, maybe even beg. And if you beg, I'm going to tell you no. You can't come today. Maybe you can't come ever. Because the more and more you listen to me, the easier and easier it is for you to slip down into that delicious place in your mind. That place that you know so well. That place where my words resonate, where my words become true. And it's really hard to disobey truth. The truth is that you won't be denied. You want a strong, sexy woman to control your cock. You want to give up control of your orgasms. Maybe you spend too much time masturbating. Maybe you just need the control. It doesn't matter to me. Whatever your reasons for listening to me today, perfectly valid. Because I want the control. I want to control your cock. I want to control your orgasms. I want to let you never come again. I want you to constantly be throbbing and aching, stroking, or even having sex with a partner. You can't come. You just can't get over that edge. You can't go all the way. It's so hot. And all it takes is just a little piece of your mind, darling. Just that little corner. A little space inside your mind that you're going to create just for me. Because you're going to listen to me and you're going to focus so deeply on my voice, on the words that I'm saying. You're going to notice that everything around you just fades from your consciousness. It doesn't matter right now. All you can do is focus right here, right now, on my voice. Good boy. All you can do is focus on me, on the words that I'm saying. Sure, words and thoughts float into your mind here and there. They don't matter. You can let them float in. They can just float right on by. You can just ignore that. Because right now, my words are the thing that's most important to you. It feels so imperative that you listen to me right now. Your body is straining to hear every single word. Your mind is focused so deeply, so closely, hanging on every word, waiting, needing every single word that I say, because you know that the words that I say are going to give you your fantasy, that thing that you desire. complete and total control over your orgasms. This file is going to make it so that you can't come at all, not even with permission. I know that that idea lights a fire inside you. Your whole body is thrumming with desire. The idea that you could be permanently not able to orgasm. That's so hot. That strokes all of those pleasure centers in your brain. The control, the constant aching, the needing, that tug on your mind. It feels so good. You know it feels good. You know that you want it. You want that to be completely permanent. You never want to come again. All this build up, all this need, all this pleasure, the tugging, the aching, the throbbing, the pulsing. Maybe you find your body reacting, pumping, thrusting without your permission. You don't even know that it's doing it. That's okay. You're just fulfilling your biological needs. It's so great that your body understands that. It's so good that you listen to your body. Because your body knows when you want to come. Your body knows when you're getting close to coming. Your body can stop you from coming. It all starts in your mind, though. My words going to your mind. Finding that little trigger. You know there's something there. You're stroking or having sex. You know there's something that will keep you from coming. Maybe the way that you're positioned. The rhythm. The thoughts that you're thinking, something tips you over the edge, and something else will hold you back. Your body and your mind are going to find out that exact combination. Your body will know to stop flexing. To stop thrusting. Maybe you're not allowed to move in exactly the right way that you need to move. And you can thrust away, but just not in the exact right position. You can hum, you can fuck, but you're gonna find that your body moves and changes things just right, just in the nick of time. You're gonna find that even if you are desperate to come, you wanna come so badly, you're so close, your body is humping, thrusting, clenching, that tension is building up so perfectly. You're going to find that it stops just before you come. Something stops, something changes, and drains some tension away so that you can't come. It pulls away all that buildup. So that you're left desperate and wanting. sound so hot. I want you to be desperate, wanting. You want to be desperate and wanting, needy. Such a desperate little toy, begging for something he can never have. Desperate, needy. That's so perfect. You can thrust as much as you want. You can slide in and out of the sexiest, most alluring partner ever. You're not going to be able to come because you do not want to come. You knowing that you don't want to come is going to give your body permission to react as needed to stop you from coming. You're going to find it happening automatically. You're going to find it completely out of your control. There's no safe word. There's no undo. You're going to be helpless, completely at my mercy. And it doesn't even matter whether it's me or someone else, because you will be completely cursed. You cannot do that. Be unable to orgasm at all for anyone, with anyone, because that's what you truly desire. You know, subjects have a great deal of agency. You can say no anytime, but you can also say yes over and over and over and over again. And when I asked you, you want to come, and you say no over and over and over again. That's perfect. That's giving you exactly what you want. Good toy. And now you're going to find your way back up. You'll start to notice your surroundings again. Notice the furniture that you're sitting on. The noises around you will start to come back into your awareness. You start to feel those thoughts wander back into your mind. You can pay attention to them now. You can think thoughts again. Now you'll be all the way up, awake and aware, feeling refreshed and relaxed, and knowing that you're never going to come again. Good boy.